पुत्रिका पुत्री जैसा
Two of our men tried to go to Manipur from Salam, and they, you know, Prabhu Vishnu. They could not. You have to get special license for foreigners.
It's the letter. We're going to get it.
We just got your KV letter.
चौधरी हमारे भाई भाद है I give a lecture last Sunday. That Gita Mundo. I give a lecture. So they're very anxious to resist the Prabhupada.
Vaishnava. You are descendants of Prabhupada. There is no doubt about you. Vaishnava Raja. Like Manipur is strong center of the and it will be strong Vaishnava center, Khatriya. I would like to see.
Yeah, I think the government, the Manipur government is there. They are willing to even donate land.
Yes.
After it was very easy. Yeah.
Because to operate the 24 without living for the last 5,000 years, at least, the name is in the Bhagavad Manipur. And it's still there, Vaishnava. They have got temples in Abadi, in Vrindavan.
The chief minister also
prepared
to sing.
The governor of Punjab is Manipur. He is so kind, he came to see me with his full staff. The governor is so respectful to me. So he came to see me. You know?
Yes.
Chandigarh. Yes. In his state, where every calm, secretary, everything. Yes, offer his friend. Only three people are very nice. Why not organize? He's even at them. You are the Manipur son. Now you are perfect for staff. let us make Manipur a Vaishnava Satriya center. Then make relation with Nepal. Nepal of their Satriya.
Just intermarriage between the kingly families, the Manipur and the Nepal.
That's right.
Just intermarriage.
Yes, that's Satriya. Manipur gets a clear time, Nepal is a Bhopal?
Bhopal.
Bhopal is also that's a clear
time. Bhopal. Bhopal is Bhutan.
Bhutan. Bhutan, Bhutan, yes. That's Bhopal. Bhopal is Bhutan.
And Nepal, Bhutan, and Manipur.
Make Manipur a strong center and reach the other side. Manipur next is Burma.
Yes. These two fight. The king of Manipur and the Burmese fighting.
Is this?
They used to fight long ago.
Fighting between king and king. There is always that for the cause of things. Vaishnava should fight to the non-Bush. So I have already written it.
Yes.
So I can write it. When it will be suitable to go there?
Any time will be suitable. This is pretty cold at this time.
Yeah,
after Mayapur, I think that would be best. That's the Mayapur festival, and it would be very nice. It's getting warmer. It was 7 degrees this morning. But we have very little snow. No, I came to Calcutta. Only last time we were in Bombay. So I was planning to go to Bombay. Then I went to the temple. Last time I came and I called the temple, but there was nobody. So I didn't know what Prabhupada is. So I was trying to go to Bombay today. Then I learned from the temple that for this year. So I was planning to go by to come by train. Then I found that there's an aeroplane also available. So I came by train.
Yes, Prabhupada.
I have never been here before, in Bhubaneswar.
Bhubaneswar, Jagannath Puri. They are important places. Giving prasad first. Prasad.
We had a meeting before I came here in Washington with Rupanuga Prabhu and the other scientists in our group for the Institute. So I had some papers to be signed by the scientists. So, is it in the morning?
Tomorrow? Yes. We have started one.
Yes, and I want to show several aspects of our journal, Sabhijnanam. We have almost completed the first
publishing one paper, Sabhijnanam. How do you like this name? Sabhijnanam. Is it picked up now? Jnanam Deyam Sabhijnanam Parvatsa Sabhijnanam. Sabhijnanam means according to science. Did you?
I have some, there's some designs about the, what it covers, the first issue. I wanted to So do Bhupat. Yes.
They are challenging scientists that life cannot be produced by chemical forms. Life comes from life. They are all big games. There is another PhD, another NSC, Pari.
I would like to see Arun Kanji Ghosh. He once told me anytime he wanted to go to Manipur, he would give an official letter. So if I can show him this letter, I can make arrangements now so that after Mayapur we can go. I can give them the name and our passport numbers.
Yeah, I have the forms. I brought from Manipur. So that
Yes. Because he will give this letter of recommendation for us to go.
That's Darwin.
Through our temple in Calcutta. And through another member, Mr. Maheshwari, he became one of our members.
Interesting, and it was a flash show.
Was in Manipur?
No, this is in the United States.
United States.
just for a game. And so we made several slides, and this whole transparency. We are going to make all these things as illustrations in our book, as well as in the journal. Just some samples that we have. So what this big scientist said, the chairman gave me a nice letter saying that this is the first type of seminar that he has ever heard in his life. And we made the presentation sound very scientific. We had a flat position on one side and this overhead position on the other side. So we had a good presentation so that people can attract it. And it was quite effective. In fact, it was most effective from what we have seen. Because it was very colorful, the pictures, and we are comparing the fundamental concept of the absolute truth as is understood by modern science. And the defects of it. And then what is the alternative? The alternative view. We call it the other alternative scientific view. And that is from we speak about the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, about the nature of life, about the nature of self. We table it non-chemical and non-physical. Try to extend it in terms of scientific terminology, scientific language. So in that class,
it does not burn, it does not. That is non-physical. You know, like a comparative study chart. We are presenting Vasa, modern scientific, symbolic infinity. So the German says that he never.
Yeah, he is. That is me. That is the, this is the that's a comparison between Bhagavad Gita and the science. The left side is the modern scientific view. The right side is Bhagavad Gita. About the nature of the absolute truth.
Two alternative views of the laws of nature. These laws exist, but they are inconceivable to the human mind. View of modern science, yes. They exist in variantly throughout space. Yes. They do not change with time. Yes. They control all manifestation. No. Well, then,
modern science.
Hmm.
Based on Bhagavad Gita. The right column is from Bhagavad Gita. The right hand side. Hmm. The alternative. We do not call Bhagavad Gita directly. So we say the alternative view. So that does not immediately be offended. We call alternative scientific views. Very interesting that science says that those equations at the bottom are the those are the ultimate truth. Modern science some of these mathematical equations. And so if we analyze this on the analytical basis, they are like this, those mathematical equations. So this is the concept of absolute truth in terms of time. And these are atoms and molecules, or we call it fundamental particles. And so the spring between the two is sort of an electromagnetic force in the among different particles. So this is the concept of absolute truth in terms of time. And we analyze this in terms of our practical experience from our daily experience. And we get some nice examples like this. This is a crocodile. This is a crocodile from, it's a male crocodile from South Africa. Came to Scientific American just a few months ago. There, he's trying to break an egg just to come out that little young one, the baby crocodile. Mm. And what he does is...
They come out from egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lay eggs.
Huh.
And
how big it is?
I don't know how big it is.
Not very big.
I don't think it's very big.
Not very big because they have baby crocodiles at home. In the United States, it used to be the fashion for you to get a baby crocodile. Keep him in a tub. Then he would get too big, so they would flush it down the toilet. Then in the sewers in New York, many crocodiles.
Yeah, they're all living in the sewers.
One goes in the sewers, it's very dangerous because crocodiles have grown up. They're in the sewers. So they get them small size. They keep them at home.
Which stone? And then it's
gone. It's gone. And it goes to the sewers. And in the sewer in New York are big, underground, big tunnels. And in there, big, big crocodiles. Now, the men who work in the sewer, it's very dangerous.
No, it isn't.
Because they're all things.
Yeah.
Crocodile, big.
Big cat.
Big cat.
Yeah. And big rat.
The crocodile, they do not eat the rats.
There are all kinds of many living entities there in the sewers in New York. In all sewers in big western cities. There's a very famous French novel, and it describes how a prisoner was escaping from troops, so he went in the sewer. In the sewer, there's all kinds of so many things. That's an article about New York sewers.
And they can live in that nasty water?
It's warm.
Huh?
The reason why they're down there is because the sewers are always very warm, so it's very conducive for the alligators. So they grow big, very big.
What do they eat?
Rodents,
rats,
London sewers also.
The idea behind this is that the build of this, the crocodile is so big and so powerful that they can crush the femur of a buffalo size. Big, all at once. They can crush it immediately. But if it gets up, the egg, then he has this loving tendency, tender care so that the little one is not hurt. The feeling, the conscious feeling.
Affection.
Yes. How that can come about by this, those Buddha for the pools. That is our question. Why? How can this be explained as in terms of atoms and molecules? We assume that life is nothing but a manifestation of these Buddha for the pools of the molecular interactions. And science has no explanation. And then we take an example from Darwin himself, his own words.
Did you read this caption, Srila Prabhupada, for this crocodile? Because it explains how the male crocodile, it takes the egg between underneath his tongue, and he rolls it backwards and forwards very gently until the young crocodile hatches, and then he leaves his mouth open and the little crocodile jumps out and swims ashore.
Okay.
So the point they were making was that if it was simply a question of chemical reaction, that tendency, how would he have that loving feeling to hatch the baby?
After all, they're man-eaters. They would immediately eat.
Yes.
But he is not eating.
But that way, the other two is the lambs.
Yes.
There are four baby lambs. Not very, very big. But there is no attack. There is no attack. The feelings are affected. Yeah.
Hmm.
So what is the scientist's request?
Oh, they are fixing it over there with this cocktail. But they cannot explain. They are failing those aspects.
So you are attacking them like this.
That's Darwin again.
Mm-hmm.
Darwin, his own words, we're quoting his words, and we're going to use it as illustrations in the book, as well as in the journal.
I remember well the time when he thought of the high-net, that high-net
that me called all over.
When the high-net me called all over, but I have got over this stage of the complaint, and now a small, brightening particular or structure often make me very uncomfortable. The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail whenever I graze has been met.
Make me sick.
Make me sick. What does he mean by this?
He says, see, his theory of evolution cannot explain how these eyes are evolved, or eyes. So he felt very uncomfortable. Just seeing in the beginning, these eyes, our eyes. But he says that now it just says he is overcome to some extent. But still, one particular phenomenon is bothering him very much. That is the eye of the people's tail. This is a delicate, nice design, which is colorful structure.
It says how it evolved.
Yeah, how it evolved. He cannot explain by his theory. So he said, whenever he gave it, it makes him sick.
That's very artificially how long he stands.
Actually, he has marked an important piece for ourselves. In his autobiography, he was quoting some of his words, saying that when he was young, in his childhood, he was very fascinated by works of art, like reading literature, like works of Shakespeare and poets like Byron, Keats, and Shelley. And he was very fascinated in his childhood, and he's
a thoughtful man, undoubtedly.
But when he finished his book, The Theory of Evolution, in his old age, he said he lost all the text. He said whenever he starts to remember his youthful days, he said he's almost at the point of dissociation, almost vomiting. Whenever he remembers the Shakespeare and Byron and all the things, he said he just
became too much prosaic. He became prosaic. He could not appreciate poetry.
He said he lost all the text in life. He said, no, all meaning. His life becomes no meaning, has no meaning, no purpose. So he lost all those tests.
He regressed.
He regressed.
Became hopeless.
So actually, that is the result of the theory. Because the theory says that we are the combination of some molecules. We come from molecules. When we finish, we also go to molecules. So that very philosophy, that very concept, makes who think that way. You are the scientist. You are a tall naturalist. You are a background in biology. And to counteract his statement, we have also another statement from this is from Einstein, but another from Pasteur, which is very suitable for our purpose. Einstein was against the what I call the laws of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is the most advanced phase of modern physics or modern chemistry. There, said that there must be chance. There must be physics, the concept of chance, in order to explain the nature of the absolute truth. In other words, the physical laws, the laws of nature,
the absolute truth is also chance.
In order to write down in the form of mathematical formulas or equations in quantum mechanics, this they call probability, the theory of probability or chance, should be introduced. But Einstein was against that. That's what he's saying. That it says that the Heisenberg for tranquilizing philosophy or religion is so delicately contrived that for the time being it provides a general pillow for the true believer from which he cannot very easily be aroused, so let him ride it. In other words, those who believe in chance, the main concept in quantum mechanics or quantum physics, mainly from this Heisenberg and Bohr, they are well-known physicists. And there is a chapter called Copenhagen Interpretation towards. There was a great meeting in Copenhagen about this concept of quantum mechanics. And so they called it Copenhagen Interpretation. And there, the main speakers were this Heisenberg and Bohr. And they were saying that yes, we must accept that there must be chance. So the argument was put forward by these people, but Einstein is against that idea. So he's saying that those who believe, let them lie here. Because the philosophy made by these people starts with a very gentle pillow, very soft. So once people lie there, they cannot be very easily be aroused. That's the idea, but say that it's not a fact.
That's like you mean it's an easy way out for different kids.
Yes, those who don't understand, and those who want to just be satisfied with their concept, that it let him lie there for the time being. But for the he said that it's not a truth.
So why did scientists die?
Why did scientists die?
Yes, I don't know. Make some arrangements of your method.
Well, they're making that as making an attempt, but they die.
All the scientists, past, present, everyone is dying.
They will not die, then they will make themselves to suicide, you know.
Here is our last counteracting statement from Pasteur. It's
shall I read it?
Yes.
It's a long one. I have been looking for spontaneous generation for 20 years without discovering it. Now I do not judge it impossible. But what allows you to make it the origin of life? You place matter before life and you decide that matter has existed for all eternity. How do you know that the incessant progress of science will not compel scientists to consider that life has existed during eternity and not matter? You pass from matter to life because your intelligence of today cannot conceive things otherwise. How do you know that in 10,000 years one will not consider it more likely that matter has emerged from life?
That is exactly what we say.
Pasteur. What's this?
Louis Pasteur.
Yes, and there is some conflict.
We conclude our lecture with this. So, they are all silent.
So we pass all protection. Yeah. Life, matter comes from life. Thought, life comes from matter. So when he concluded, they are silent.
Yeah, they are almost single silent. So, normally they ask many questions this time of lecture, but not this time. There was something to be used.
So, our time to
So Sarapati told me that he's going to give lectures in his coming 2 weeks in Boston.
Who?
They're together, the two scientists. Same thing, same lecture as like I get, similar style. You know, all the copies in it. Very many colorful slides and transparencies so that we speak from look like any other professional speakers in science.
So you can be every day to speak. That's what you like, I think. Or doctor, that's the year. What have you done?
And our mathematician is very good. And, he's also here some good artistic ideas. Then he told me that he started some art.
So he's a mathematician, another physicist.
He's a
devout chemist. So, complete science. The pure science is mathematics, physics, and chemistry. Mm. So, our three places, the combination of pure science. Nobody can defeat. Mathematics is there, physics is there. And my sentiment is challenge. No. Light from life, not matter. Prepare thy challenge first, or anybody? Is life from life, not from matter.
Yes, open.
I think we should make maybe a few plates. Just like they have shown the scientists with a few plates of yourself with some quotations. Challenging.
Oh, another challenge is that never come to Mutra.
Oh, that's a problem now. So sometimes when you give lectures, some time ago we give the angel. We were talking about life and matter. Then some people came and said, they asked that question about the moon. Mm. So they said we were working on it. And
another my challenge is that the moon is beyond the sun. But the planet is.
So
that, then moon. So if the sun is 93 million miles and moon is above the sun 1,600,000, then how they can go to the moon planet? Okay. Is it like 7.5 months? That is my challenge.
You mentioned also that Sunday, Monday.
Yes.
Sunday is first.
Yes.
It's the sun.
That is all over the world. Sunday first, Monday second.
Ravi's home.
Bhakti Mandala, Surya Mandala, Soma Mandala. In Arjun.
He can make the any time to start from.
So we need Krishna conscious astronomer there too. Yes, then that will become clear.
Yeah, actually, we started looking on this astronomy thing. And first, this is Surya Siddhanta. Prabhupada is particularly interested because he's mathematician. So normally, astronomy is the subject of mathematics.
Mm. Yes.
So, he found this copy in Princeton recently. Last month or so. And there we found that the idea is very similar to modern science in the Surya Siddhanta. But we heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada translated Siddhanta, but you're not getting a copy of it. So you have to do something in Calcutta. Some scholars.
He had some disciples. Some astronomers. His name can be had from Calcutta.
Mohini Mohana?
Ah, Mohini Sat. He was his disciple.
I went to say the truth. No, he passed away. And I saw his son, also his son. I asked if he had any of Srila Prabhupada's books on Jyotish, but he never. He is practicing Jyotish, but not.
Why did he pass his son?
Shambhas.
My Guru Maharaj was a great question.
I think that will be our proper research.
From Surya Siddhanta, he got the Bhakti Siddhanta. He got the statue of Surya Siddhanta. Then he became Vaishnava Bhakti Siddhanta.
We showed some translations in the English. Surya Siddhanta was in Library of Congress in Washington. But the translation there was was not good. It was all the wrong interpretations.
Who translated?
Some English authors, outsiders.
Who was outsiders?
I think it's from Germany. He knew something about Sanskrit. Translation was wrong. Just like to criticize those Indian, old Indian astronomers, something like they not even using even respectful words, but something very offensive sometimes. So, yeah, it is politically good.
This copy is for you, Siddhanta, Siddhanta in London. At the Hindi office library. They have to copy.
Is it on it?
But they don't have much. They have a funny, you cannot copy the whole book with the Xerox. You will make them see it and copy it by the some Hari press.
That's a very old paper.
Yes, very old.
To copy in hand, how long is that? Very big book.
No, it's not so big. And they also had that pundit who used to live with Pati Vinod. They had that tall Saraswati, tall Saraswati Sishaspati. Pati Siddhanta, his name was, his books were also translated. They were published jointly from Saras Bhakti Baba. Okay, I don't know, but you know, Saturday, well, okay.
So, the scientists could not say anything.
Well, we said we were working at it. We are not giving a definite doubt. But we need some proof to satisfy them. So we are...
anyway, you are meeting with scientists.
But we are saying it, that our senses are very incomplete, very limited. So, how can we?
That is our basic principle of knowledge.
Yes.
That every one of us is defect.
Yes.
So he cannot give us complete knowledge. It is not possible. We must receive knowledge from the perfect without defect.
So we are bringing that, you know, answering, not answering directly, but saying that whatever we see, whatever we find by experimental science, by the instruments, we see something. But how do we know that our method of receiving knowledge is by itself defective?
Because
actually there are many defects.
They do not challenge you that how your knowledge is perfect. They do not challenge that. No, they can challenge like that. They see our knowledge is imperfect. How your knowledge is perfect. If they challenge like that, what is the answer?
Same thing, sir.
Child is imperfect. But when the child says, this is spectacle, and if we ask the child, how do you know, father told, there is nothing. He received the knowledge from the father, and this is spectacle. So although he is imperfect child, he speaks about it. That is all. That statement is not imperfect. We cannot be perfect, that's not possible. But if we receive knowledge from the perfect, then our knowledge is perfect. Now, like, take whatever you said, God.
That's giving us all the difficulties.
Okay.
But finally I got it.
Yes,
yeah. I got on the
blue card.
Yeah. They're giving me all kinds of trouble. Washington.
What is it here?
There's no reason. They just not
because you are challenging. Maybe. But one thing I have got to say, because you took immigration from America, it was so big. If you have taken immigration outside the USA, then it would have been easier. That was my case. When I was trying to get immigration from America, it was very easy.
It was easier about 3 years ago to go, but now it is very difficult for anyone
to get immigration.
Yes, about 4 or 5 years ago.
But when he tried to get immigration from Montreal, I got it within 3 months. Of course, the consulate general was a black man,
And he appreciated my book. Immediately.
In my case, the university sponsored me, saying that there's nobody in the United States that they can do as well as I do. This is not true.
What is your job?
My job, my work, chemist, the instrument I work, saying that must be listening to the federal government, to the Labor Department, saying that there's nobody who will be able to do my job in the United States, qualified. Then the second condition is that by being employed myself, then nobody will be displaced. Any U.S. citizen will be displaced by my employment. And so those two conditions. And then that's to be written by the university sponsor.
Very good.
But they did it. After that, I had to get from India government, saying that India government has no objection for me to be in the United States. So I had to get from central government, from the Ministry of Education. And I had to get one certificate from the passport office in Calcutta, regional passport office. And I have to get one from Manipur government, saying that Manipur government has no objection for me to be in the United States. And the Manipur government objected that they want me back to Manipur. So there was some difficulty at the beginning. Then I told him that, no, don't say that. Just say that you don't need me. So they did his letter, and then I got all those letters, and then that letter has to go to Indian embassy. Possible just to go to Indian consulate in San Francisco, and then San Francisco has to send letter of recommendation to Indian embassy in Washington, and the Indian embassy has to send to federal government, to the Labor Department in Washington, State Department, saying that has this letter.
So basically, very complicated.
And they have to send to Atlanta to the immigration office. And finally, the immigration office has to get a final word from federal government, from the State Department. And then the interview has to come. So it took almost 2 years. So I thought I will get it. So
it's
very difficult nowadays. So Rupanuguru was telling me that everybody was telling me in Washington when he was meeting that I will never get it because they know that I am a Hare Krishna. So they are against Hare Krishna, the federal government, as this is. So they are saying that it's because of that and I will never get it.
So our opposition is very strong now?
Yes, they are trying their best. And personally also that since from outside there are some friends, outsiders, but not in the movement, but those who are slightly favorable to the movement, they also have some comments about some of the techniques that they use, some of the methods that are used in Sankirtan distribution, things like that.
They do not like it.
Some of them don't. The technique that we use, still it's in the Krishna sign.
Right, we cannot like, right?
No, they are saying that the way that we go, that in disguise,
Santa Claus,
things like that. In fact, some Indians, they telephone in Atlanta, they're meeting a lot of. They telephone me and they think that when you do that, the theology is well known. And can sell as you are. You don't need to be disguised. It's only appreciated way, better than well, something hidden, sort of a decision, propensity, idea. There's some truth in it.
Yeah.
No, but many groups, they are dressing as Santa Claus.
It's traditional.
People are more inclined to take your book or gift if it is Santa Claus during that time.
So, I'm selling it, I'm taking
it. Yeah, they all do it. Every in Macy's department store, they
have nice things. They get out of it. If I can sell small books, I don't trade, I must sell for the salesman.
All the big department stores, they have Santa Claus.
They bring their own Santa Claus and they give away small gifts just to encourage the people to buy big gifts. It's a big racket they have inside the apartment store.
It's like Rupert Little Bro abandoned the idea of this Santa Claus in Washington when we were having our meeting. Said about this, and then he gave this telephone call from distance, from outside, saying that tomorrow I will shoot it. I will kill it. It's like that. And they get this telephone call in the temple from outsiders to come like that in Santa Claus to give a bullet like that. So Rupanuga completely abandoned this idea. So he said, tell what we are, be honest, and do as we've been doing. And in fact, what they're doing, and they got more in the next morning. Got more books here, sold. That's going as Hare Krishna. Then it's an Hare Krishna dress instead of going as Santa Claus. So I think
that now this stuff.
It was just Christmas.
No, that Santa Claus is only used for Christmas 2 weeks.
From next year, we shall not do it.
No, if it becomes controversial, then there's no point.
Oh, it's nice. It's in the newspaper.
Oh, good. Terrible. Yeah. It came in the Calcutta newspaper, but it was not bad. It was not bad article. It was a good article.
But what is it? Do you believe that the Hare Krishna?
Would you believe three Hare Krishnas dressed in Santa Claus?
I think people were more amused than they were angry.
Yes, it is. Amused.
Yes. I believe the newspaper article in the Statesman was very amusing. Did not criticize. Because it mentioned that by wearing these suits, we are able to distribute many literatures on God consciousness, which is the real meaning of Krishna.
In Los Angeles.
They wrote this in the States, so it was favorable.
In Los Angeles States, there was some controversy, some trouble, so they had big signs that said ISKCON, and they had a thing printed up that they put on the buckets and they were collecting them that said, help us put the real spirit of God back into Christmas. And people appreciated that. They stated who we were and stated that.
Whenever there's some controversy, there's always somebody that is dead against. And that's for you. As the general public, you just observe.
It makes a better point for them. It's making a better point for ourselves.
Against party.
So they take the advantage of all, because so many people are trying to find out the defects here and there, just a little bit, and they want to amplify it, they find new.
So we all, our temple activities are going nice.
Yes.
There is no hindrance on account of this outer propaganda.
So probably only Atlanta and Boston.
No, what is the position Atlanta and Boston?
Atlanta also have difficulties for the one told me that where I left that lost the airport. That was it where I left. So people are trying to be very critical, still in these different circles, the New York problem and all its symptoms, becoming very critical.
So I think critical means that taking this moment now seriously.
Yes, it's coming up.
Hmm.
Because of their sons and daughters are joining.
Yes. Because it means our trap.
Yeah. They know we have some substance near there.
But I think we can pretty much convince
the economic circles rather easily. And our philosophy is so strong and powerful that if we can make a good presentation in the educated circles, shall we call it the university?
So that we have done, we have got our little books.
Not only books, but good solid presentation.
So maybe that is that you are in our institute to lecture.
I think our journal, this Sabhijanam, will be
able to
Robert's mercy, I think it will be free in contact with him.
So when you are going to publish?
We wanted to print this in about 3 months. First volume.
And that's it finished?
I have the draft, the manuscript here. It's already by. And then we have to contact with him.
How many pages?
What?
How many pages is it?
Oh, it's going to be big. Rather too big for the first column. I have a drop here. We're going to put a lot of illustration.
Correct.
What can expect for
people? That is the Rupa Rupa was writing an article. This is all about this life and matter, mainly. And there has been an article by Prabhupada called the from psychology. Said the some sort of consciousness from psychological point of view.
You are the student of psychology.
Yes. Yeah. And
how are the guys was
psychology is very important.
Did you come out tonight or not?
Sutra Maharaj and anybody can contribute articles, some sort of academic article, sort of in history, intellectual, wow, which their format. But I talked about this with several Indians, the Indian scholars. They think that it will be very powerful. Or in Krishna consciousness movement. And at that, then there is going to be very much more powerful.
Yes. Very great in this way. Very great. Because you say she has this one. All right. Okay.
I think in America that you cannot say that the general public is against us because the book sales are increasing. It's only when the book sales decrease.
No. So how many pages do you
have? We've gone to 300 pages. It's smaller. But this is already about 200 pages. So we're going to reduce it a little bit so that we can print it in the next
Life from Life. Oh, we are already advertising in our BBT list.
Yeah, it's already listed there.
We're going to have about 500 pages. And if you finish it by fall, we finish the middle work. This is the difficult part. This is established from science.
course of study. We'll finish that. The next phase is it's not very difficult. It's about the gold fossil, these bones. We're going to say something about it, but that's not much. Then conclusion.
So you are scientists, you wrote the encyclopedia. As Katriya is false, you must believe it. I get it. And as scientist, convincing argument, and is devoted to studying energy. Yes, but Jagsama one is one. That is Krishna's law. Fight. And your money. Yes. Combination. Kshatriya, devotee, and sat. Very good. Kshatriya does not know beyond two things, victory or death. Not happy. That is Kshatriya. In a fighting, if I do not gain victory, then I must die. Truth. That is Kshatriya. And when there is fight between the two Kshatriyas, one must die. That is last one. No compromise. Jarasandha and being fighting for 28 days. In the evening they were friends, but the fighting went on until one is dead. That is Kshatriya fighting. Why is that Krishna? I think in Europe also there was the knights.
Yes,
there is chivalrous.
Huh? Well known for chivalrous behavior, very gallant.
Hmm.
One of them must die. That is Kshatriya.
Hmm.
No compliment. And if he's gone, he's one is dead. That is chivalry. Chivalry?
Sure.
Some of our devotees have got that. Some of our men, Keshava, has sometimes taken 10 men in a clan. Once in San Francisco, about the Yatra, some men were attacking the deity, throwing rocks.
Keshava
was picking in San Francisco about 4 years back.
Oh.
Black men.
Oh.
Keshava was picking them up over his head and throwing them across cars. 10 men, he took all of them, one, only himself, finished all of them. He didn't kill them, but he stopped them. He said he thought
one thing was
helping
him. He is robust, yes. Like Kshatriya. Kesa, Parandas, Bhavan. Father.
In his letter they have asked for six persons, five including yourself. But I think if we said a few more by vehicle, by car, vehicles, then we can bring maybe 10 or 20 more. And we can have a big program.
Yeah.
Five men are not
enough. Do that.
So I can give the name.
Okay.
At least
passport,
20 men.
Passport numbers, so that we can get the email back.
Yes. And you can say five plus one. By playing, because even if we go, we have to bring books.
Oh, yes.
And you cannot bring so many books on the plane.
Oh, no.
So we can bring these by road. There's a road there.
That would be nice to bring what?
So,
from Calcutta to Imphal by road, we can go.
You take the party.
Yes.
So, marriage tomorrow.
And we can carry all the books and everything by road.
Oh, yes. Do that.
So, what a quick.
Would be all right to come? Oh, yes. Our Mayapur program finishes when?
The last day is the 8th.
8 months.
Yes.
So when you expect to close that?
Right after the Maple Festival, whenever Srila Prabhupada is ready, after the Maple Festival, any date will be suitable.
Say after
Vrindavan, we may not go, what is it on there?
Yes.
About a week.
Because when does monsoon start here? In June? It starts very early.
Yes, in June.
So we have to go before. That gives us...
We don't have to be in Bombay for any reason, though, now, because the opening is not going to take place unless... So,
you just have a map of festival that you go to.
From Calcutta?
Yes.
Huh?
What are we going to do? Haridaspur after that? Or no?
Go get up. This is very important. Manipur, we want to make a very strong center. Because it is personal.
Patriots. We can raise an army.
Yeah.
To protect the temples, the demons.
So, in March, we get to go.
It'll be nice in March.
By the middle.
Yes, from the middle.
Then,
planet, the weather will be very nice.
Very nice. So much better.
We can go by road.
Yes, you go by road. We go by train. Or all of us, we can go by road. It is possible.
Well, the roads are not so good.
Flying from here to, it's only 220 rupees.
Mm.
And they're paying for 6 people round trip. Mm. So,
it'd be easier
for you. I think by head.
Yeah, about 500. Mm. Yes.
It's very good.
Come and get us.
Maybe from there
we
can, on our way by road, we know some people in Shillong, and maybe from Imphal you can go to Shillong for some programs in Shillong,
because
that is an important city, very big city.
Shillong is out
Meghalaya, but it used to be a British capital.
Kill them. They're not attacking. Otherwise, they cannot keep poor ferocious animals in the place. They'll fight and they'll kill them. You are at the time, yes.
Yes.
So, you see this letter to the list.
We can